It's worth putting up with springtime's odd weather when we know that El Paso Opera is coming up with another wonderful production, especially La Boheme. With me, Artistic Director David Grabarkowitz, soprano Jessica Medoff, and baritone Ricardo Rivera, or shall we say Musetta and Marcello. Welcome to the three of you.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a delight to have you here. And David, yes. Is it true that you said that it's everybody's best first opera?
I really feel so. There are two that are great. Carmen is great as well.
Oh, yes.
But Boheme is great because it is through sung. It's really an opera, and it's ensemble, and it's colloquial. Like, you get to know these characters extremely well, and the book, the story, is terrific. You know, it's six kids going to Paris. Like, we go to New York now or Mexico City to make it big. Yeah, I want to be the best artist possible. I want to be the best seamstress. I want to, you know, have a life, find a sugar daddy. It's fun. It's truly fun. And
not
sexy
in today's day and age.
And naughty. No. And right. It's simply a great piece. Like I said, it's essentially a film come to life with singing. There's no highfalutin here.
Well, you made a minor adjustment on the decade in which the opera takes place.
Yes, for two reasons. A big reason was actually to incorporate the Eiffel Tower into the set. Mm-hmm. It's a constant reminder that you're in Paris.
Yes.
And I also wanted to do it a little closer to the time that Puccini wrote it. So those two reasons, you still have the same energy. It's still to a period. It's just stepping out of about 1850 to about 1895.
All right. Well, that explains the anachronism then, in case anybody was checking their history books, looking at the Eiffel Tower on the set.
Right.
Now, Jessica and Ricardo, how long have you been in El Paso for all this wonderful, the preview campaign for this opera, which has been fantastic?
Well, I've been here only a week and a few days.
But is that normal for any opera for which you're preparing to perform?
I think if you have a good amount of rehearsal period, you have 3 weeks in which you are here.
Oh, goodness,
I've done Madama Butterfly, another Puccini opera, where we only had a week of rehearsal.
Oh,
we staged it in 2 days, and then the second day we were with the orchestra on the stage.
And have the hives cleared up yet?
You just show up really ready to go.
Yes.
But with this production, we were really able to collaborate with one another, and David really facilitated us getting to know each other as artists. We did a lot of speaking work of the text as a play, looking into each other's eyes and reading the other's intentions and emotions so that we could really integrate our individual interpretations.
Oh, what a fabulous drill.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and I've never done it before, and it's been really wonderful to make an ensemble out of all of us coming here learning it, having learned it separately.
Yes.
David has made it into a real ensemble piece that it is.
Yes.
First time I've done this technique actually all the way through an opera.
Ooh.
I've used it tons of times before.
Talk about filleting them emotionally to where the connection is just there.
Yeah. I mean, and the trust is there, and that's the big thing.
Being
able to trust each other by looking into one another's eyes is a big deal. But it also creates energy on stage. And these six kids, I'm telling you, the cast is amazing.
Well, two of them right here, stunning individuals. Now, you being a Las Cruces girl, where are you living now, and how long have you been here?
I live in New York City now. I haven't lived in Las Cruces for probably about 15 years since I left for school.
It's grown.
University. Yes. Oh, my goodness. The first time I came home from college, I got in a street. I didn't even know where I was. It's really grown so beautifully. But And I've been in town as long as Ricardo, about a week and a half, and it's been wonderful. It's really great to be able to work near home and kind of bridge the gap between the El Paso audience and the Las Cruces audience and bring the Las Cruces supporters to El Paso and bring the El Paso artist supporters to the Las Cruces venues.
Well, you certainly just did that in that performance you just did at the Rio Grande Theater in Las Cruces, which was Jessica and the Bohemians. And now, as the daughter of Mark Medoff, people are going, oh, there's a lot of forehead slapping out there. I can hear it now. I suspect you got a very good response to that program.
Oh, it was wonderful. It's the favorite hour of my performing life that I spend because my husband, Michael Bunchman, is my pianist.
Yes.
So we do it together. And so it's just a real treat to be together and to look out into the audience and see so many locals and friends that I've grown up with and people that I've collaborated with over the years was a real pleasure. So.
Oh, what a thrill. Well, yeah. Now David brought together, as he does, this man is amazing. You're the center of so many satellites. But you've brought together six amazing young artists. You're in the prime of your careers, I would think, or certainly you're on the trajectories to that. Did you identify with this particular opera? Have you lived any part of that bohemian, starving artist on the edge, drinking cheap wine kind of lifestyles at this point yet?
Well, I think that what to me rings really true is that these people are willing to make great sacrifices to live the best life. Whether they are comfortable or not, the bottom line is that they are living their dream. They are becoming mm-hmm. the kinds of artists that they want to become despite the odds and despite the difficulties. And yes, I think we've all drank our share of cheap wine. And we do live in very small apartments in New York City. And we
being opera singers, every opera singer can relate to not being paid quite enough because the arts, unfortunately, don't get enough funding in this country. And so all of us can relate to really following our passion and our dreams while living in less than ideal conditions with, you know, four roommates and eating
yes.
not so well. And
well, this opera rather brutally leverages love and money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, the Broadway show is called Rent. You know what I mean? That's exactly why.
But I feel like everybody can relate to this because these people are very real. For example, yes. Musetta and Marcello, they're lovers. They get in fights. Musetta has to do what she needs to do to make her mm-hmm. life livable, despite how she feels about Marcello. They break up. They get back together. They have wild, you know, a wild lover's life, but they have a really beautiful connection emotionally. But, you know, when the blank hits the fan, it just does, and somebody gets going, and usually it's Musetta, and she takes mm-hmm. off for a while, and then she comes back, and I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure a lot of people can relate to that in relationships when it's not always just happy and romanticized. It's very real and hostile at times.
Yes, and you'll see all of it if you come to La Boheme. You'll see us fight and make up and whatnot.
I suppose I should mention the dates. La Boheme will be taking place at the Abraham Chavez Theater. It'll open on Thursday, April 10th, and it'll run also on Saturday, April the 12th. Two performances at 7:30 p.m. again at the Abraham Chavez Theater. The ticket range is all the way from $20 through $90. And a very nice feature, the pre-show dinner talk at 6 p.m. by Desiree Mays, who's the author of Opera Unveiled, and she'll provide insight to the story of La Boheme. Now, I know reservations were due yesterday, April 4th. Do you suppose there's any room left on that one?
For the dinner reservations, we do have some space available.
Okay.
And it's a delight. It'll be at the Abraham Chavez Theater. So mm-hmm. you process right from Desiree Mays, who comes to us from the Santa Fe Opera, where she does all the preview talks.
Oh, yes.
And she's utterly delightful.
Well, with this amazing technique that you've just employed here, are you going to miss your comrades, this group of six?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
No question. I'm going to miss them as soon as they go.
Yeah.
I miss them already.
I wonder how, if people realize the level of bonding that goes on.
It's incredible.
Yeah. For Jessica and I, we really bonded because we have a huge fight scene in Act Two that you'll see. And then at the end, we have a very passionate makeup. And then at the very end of the opera, because of Mimi's dying,
you gave it away.
Of course you did. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You should come anyway.
It's okay. It's
you'll
okay.
be sad. Rose, don't worry. Even if you know what's going to happen, you'll be sad anyway. But because of her death, mm-hmm. Musetta and Marcello take their relationship more seriously.
Ah,
so
yes.
at least, I think for both of us, we've really bonded as actors in that moment, and we're holding each other today. We were today doing that scene, crying, holding each other, and developing this love. And I just met Jessica, you know, a week and a half ago.
I think as a director, it takes a real talent for David to see a group of people walk in a room and pick which ones he thinks will work together emotionally and as colleagues. It's very important in this industry that not only are you talented as a singer and an actor, but that you're a good colleague, because you have to be able to be vulnerable together, and it's a lot.
Oh, this is going to be absolute magic. I have no doubt about that. My guests today are Artistic Director of the El Paso Opera, David Grabarkowitz, Soprano Jessica Medoff, and Baritone Ricardo Rivera, better known as Musetta and Marcello while they're here, all here talking about La Boheme, which opens Thursday, April 10th, and repeats Saturday, April the 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater. For information, call El Paso Opera, 581-5534. Thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you for having us.
Monica.